check over your boat trailer before heading out for your first family adventure. We're checking the bearings next on Western Life Radio.
Knowledge is power. Empower your teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves and their students. For more information, go to fasterutah.org.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Avoid getting stranded along the highway on your way to your first boating adventure. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation checks the trailer.
Typically in Utah, we have 3 to 4 months that are not fully accessible for boating. I mean, you can still go to the southern end of the state and do some boating year-round with that. But most of us, when we're up here, we're going to put our boat away, and it's going to be 3 to 4 months at a minimum that they are stored and put away. So there's a few things to think about. Main thing is your trailer. I know everybody starts to focus on your boat, let's get everything going, but think about that trailer, because that will make or break your first trip. Plus, it's not having your boat to run. But make sure that you check your tires. How old are your tires? Are they showing cracks and weathering? Biggest thing is it's kind of forgotten. How many times you start seeing in the spring, you'll see a boat trailer off the side of the road, jacked up. They got a jack underneath it. Usually that's a bearing. Somebody didn't pack their bearings or do any maintenance on the bearings. That grease is broken down from being dipped into the water from the year before and then just sat through the winter. So get your bearings repacked. Lights is a frustrating thing. They're frustrating on a Christmas tree, and they're frustrating on any type of a trailer. So please check your lights. Make sure that your plugs, your receptacles are good and without corrosion.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.